Welcome to Your Calling, our podcast, the podcast for Evangel University. Evangel actually means good news, and we want to share good news with you about the incredible ways our alumni, students, and friends are changing the world. I'm Hector Cruz, Director of Development at Evangel University, and I'm joined by my co-host, Phil Dowden.
Thanks, Hector. Associate Athletic Director here in the Athletic Department. Happy to be here and talk with Mr. Anthony Ray.
That's right. So before introducing our guest, we'd like to send out a thank you to the Assemblies of God Credit Union for sponsoring this podcast. Founded by Assemblies of God employees in 1951, AGCU provides day-to-day banking services for people across the United States and missionaries in 190 countries worldwide. When you bank with AGCU, you're helping support church ministry, university scholarships and programs, and humanitarian efforts.
Our guest today is Mr. Anthony Ray. Anthony was a four-time Heart of America Athletic Conference selection. He earned all district honors in 1989 and again in 1990 and 91. He was a first team selection. His all conference selection saw him honored all four seasons as both a wide receiver and a kick returner, being named first team, three times. He led the Crusaders in receiving 1989, 1990, and 1991. He also led Evangel in scoring in 89 and 90, kickoff returns in 89, 90, and 91, and his 13 touchdowns during the 1990 season ranked second most in a single season, and his 965 receiving yards in 1990 ranked sixth, and 933 yards again in 1989 ranked seventh. He quickly made his mark in the Evangel record books, breaking the single-game touchdown record, catching four scores against Culver Stockton in 1989, and he also set the single-game record for most receiving yards in a game against William Jewell in 1990. Today, Mr. Anthony Ray is being joined by Hector Cruz and myself, as he is also a 2021 Evangel Athletics Hall of Fame inductee.
Anthony, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
So before we get into the first question, I have to ask, what does it feel like to hear all those numbers, all those statistics, all those records? What's going through your mind as you're listening to all that?
Well, it feels good, you know, when he was calling them out, I was thinking about, yeah, I did do that. It feels good, you know. Sometimes if you don't keep up with it and then somebody read it to you, you're like, wow, I did that. Yeah, so it feels good.
I think you're going to have to get your kids to listen to this so you can say, look, I'm telling you, this really happened.
No, my kids don't want to listen because I've been telling them all the time. But that was good. All American. And they were like, okay, I'm out here. So, yeah, so it's fine. It's nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we want to get to know you a little bit. So let's start at the very beginning. Tell us about where you were born and a little bit about your family.
Okay. I was born in Orlando, Florida. I have two sisters, mom and dad, and that's about it. I was born in Atlanta, Florida. Went to Apopka High School, which is the number one high school, football high school in the nation now. And so I grew up there, played with, you know, the likes of, you know, Warren Sapp, Sammy Smith, all these cats we grew up with and played with. So that's where I was born, at Orlando, Florida.
That's awesome. So we've got quite a pipeline from Apopka. I know, yes. even when I was at Evangel and I played football for a year, there was a few guys that were on the team even then from Apopka. So were you the first to come from Apopka, or was anybody before you?
I was the first to come. I was recruited by Evangel. Coach Keith Bearfield recruited me. And what happened was I was highly recruited down in Florida. I was recruited by Jimmy Johnson, Florida Gators, Florida State, Penn State, all these colleges, but I did not make my ACT. I didn't pass that, did not get a high enough score. So then I wanted to go to some junior college, and then that's when Coach Keith Bearfield, who was the head coach of Evangel University, came to the school and talked to me, and that's why we're here now.
Yeah, and it obviously worked out pretty well. So when you came to Evangel, what did you end up studying?
I studied communications and psychology, and I love it. You know, I did get my degree too, so that's why I studied. So I mean, because I like communication and I like psychology, so that's what I studied.
Good. Well, Anthony, obviously sports played a big role, it sounds like, in your younger career. What kind of hobbies do you enjoy today?
Well, I enjoy lifting weights still. I enjoy boxing. And, you know, that's what I do for sports. Usually try to get on like an intramural golden age flag football team.
Of course.
Can't get out there with them young boys now. But, you know, I love that. I still like, you know, coaching, you know, with my son, having him play and stuff. I still love that.
I was going to ask about that. If you, you know, when you're watching football these days, whether it's NFL or college or whatever, if there's ever a part of you that's like, man, I bet I could still get out there and keep up with these boys.
Oh, yeah. Especially now you got to realize now I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. NFL team is garbage. So I said, I would have caught that.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. So tell us about what you're working on now. What job do you have now? What are you working on now? And those types of things.
Well, right now I'm working on a lot of stuff. I work for a company called Westrock, and that's why I do. We make paper. And I love doing music, and I also do comedy. I got my own comedy show called Anthony Ray, Comedian Anthony Ray, where we do, where I dress up as in wigs and stuff and do family shows. I'm real big on family. I'm real big on family. Matter of fact, my Facebook is Strengthening Families Inc. You can go on there on Facebook. Family events, like fair events, family events, kids. And I just love family. So that's one thing I focus on now with Strengthening Families Inc. Just about family, man. Because I believe that's the only thing that's going to last tonight is family. So that's what I love.
I love that. So tell us a little bit about your family now. You mentioned your kids. How many kids do you have? How old are they? Things like that.
Okay. Well, this is my second marriage. You know, first one didn't work out.
Okay.
Two girls, Kiana, Ray, and Iman Ray, and a son, Philip McCall, which is my stepson. They actually still live in Springfield, Missouri right now. And then now, it was my second marriage. I got a my gorgeous wife, Estanya Lloyd, it's Estanya Ray now, got three kids, two twins, Bella and TJ, and then we have Junior. So we have a full family. And when, since I like family, when we get together, my girls come down, we're just a big family. And that's what I got, a nice family.
That's awesome. That's great. Anthony, you talk about being close to family and everything, and, you know, highly recruited out of Orlando. Coach Bearfield comes down, recruits you. And you hear Springfield, Missouri, and Evangel University. What led you to your decision to attend Evangel? Did you have to talk your parents into letting you go, or did they have to talk you into going to Springfield and getting away from family? What was kind of led to that decision?
No. My mama said, mama's name's Shirley. She's an old school mom. She said, when you graduate, you're going to have to get out of here. And so close to the graduation, she started taking the hinges off my door to my room and said, you got to leave. So I had to go. Yeah, what led me was Coach Bearfield. I mean, they flew me up to Springfield. I visited the campus and I met some of the guys. And, you know, I'm like I said, I'm a musician and artist too. You know, Evangel, they have a slew of singers, musicians. So I kind of felt right at home there. And I wanted to go big time, but I knew because I didn't pass my ACT, and that's the key. You got to get them grades. Couldn't go big time. So I went to Evangel, and after my visit, and, you know, just the surrounding areas, like they got the chapel, they got all the pastors and everything there. And I said, man, this feels home, because I was raised up in the church all my life. All my life I was raised up in the church. And on that, I did go to Miami University, Florida Gators. I went to all these big schools on recruit trip. Man, it wasn't me. I didn't, you know, all the parties, that just wasn't me. And I'm just a country boy, and I didn't want to be around all that. And when I went to Springfield, Missouri, to Evangel University campus, I just felt at home, and I made my decision, and there we go.
That's awesome. And the decision that's impacted your life. So you told a little bit about what you were doing now. Walk us through those early years after you graduated from Evangel. Where did you go first? And then kind of fill in the gaps a little bit between what you're doing now and what happened since you graduated.
Well, when I graduated, I of course, I was drafted. I went to, you know, a slew of camps, Tampa, you know, Dallas, just trying to make the team. And after a while, you realize, hey, you know, it's not going to happen. And then I actually got drafted. It's called the World League. They had everything for me. All I had to do was get on the plane and go there and make the team. And that's it wasn't me. I didn't want to go away to Paris to play football. And so I just got a job right there in Springfield, Missouri. Just worked and worked and worked. And then after working, I decided I would just come back to Florida. So then I came back to Florida, continued working. And that's where we are now. Just working.
Yeah. Yeah. And working and providing and building up the next generation of leaders.
Right.
Well, life looks a little bit different right now for all of us. And AGCU makes life a little easier by providing trusted services beyond their branches. Their member care representatives offer personal account support over the phone. And with mobile banking, you can deposit checks and transfer funds from anywhere. Their handy MobiMoney app helps you protect and control your debit card, and you can pay bills and view monthly statements with online banking. These services are free and there for you every day. AGCU is federally insured. Visit agcu.org to learn more.
Anthony, man, I love talking to you and hearing your story. You know, talked about music and being creative and everything like that. What were some of kind of the influences and experiences at Evangel, whether it was a coach, a teacher, a fellow student that you felt really shaped you as who Mr. Anthony Ray is today?
Well, I wouldn't say that it was a student or somebody who shaped me, because, you know, my mama surely did that. You know, she shaped me. And the young man, it's called the belt. But I can say that a lot of people influenced me, from coaches to everybody. But the one person that sticks out to me is President Robert Spence. Because when I first got there, I met Robert Spence, you know, tall man, big, you know, deep voice. He said, he would call me, "Hey, Ray," in his deep voice. I was like, "Hey," you know, because his voice so deep makes you tremble. I said, and he would shake my hand. And me, a little country boy coming from, you know, little country town, okay, this guy, he looked like he got money, nice shoes, suit. He just said that just because everybody was around. But every time I saw President Spence, he made his way to come speak to me. Every time. And I was like, wow, this guy's real. So I mean, one particular time when we was walking in the hallways and he was coming towards me and I was going towards him, but he had like, it was him and like five other dignitaries, you know, looked like it was very important people walking with him. And so I said, well, let me just get on out the way, you know. But he stopped and he said, "Hey, Ray." And in front of all those important people, and made me feel like, okay, I was important too. What that did for me, made me realize that, hey, this man is real. Because, you know, sometimes in my experience, people can come at you when a lot of people around, hey, you know, just, you know, make themselves look good. President Spence was a true Christian man. He was the same man from when I got there in 88 to I left in 91. He was the same man. I'd go into his office, talk to him, whatever. And no matter what he was doing, if I came to his office, he was stopping, "Hey, Ray," and sit and talk to me about whatever. And you just don't get that from presidents of universities. You know, not people at president of universities, they don't even know your name. But he, every time I saw him, he would make me feel real special. And I like that about him, you know. So he was one of many, but the top of the list that helped shape me into the person I am today. And that's one person I like about Evangel University, Robert Spence. Yes.
That's awesome. What does it mean to you? I mean, you know, he's a part of this induction class.
Yes.
Into the Athletics Hall of Fame. What does that mean to you to be inducted into the Athletics Hall of Fame with him?
Oh, man. It means everything. I'm telling you, man, you got to realize, Mr. Cruz, that I was a poor country boy coming out, you know, living in the hood, coming out to Evangel University, and this, you know, white man, tall man, got money. He's the president of the university. So I was like, you know, he spoke to me every time. Every time he saw me. I don't care if I was, because I was trying to, you know, get out of his way. No. Anthony, hey, Ray. And I was like, man, every single time he never changed. He never changes. So it means a lot to me that, you know, I am inducted in with him. Because a lot of people don't know that story. A lot of people see me and think, oh, Ray, he good like that. A lot of people don't know that story about President Smith. And I told my mama that when I went up there in 88 and came back as a freshman, I told my mama about it. I said, mama, I met this man named Robert Spence, and he's the president of the university. And she was like, yeah. I said, mom, this man speaks to me all the time, invites me into his office all the time. And I wasn't nobody, you know. And also, what he would do too, he coming up, he had a good game, he'll talk about the football, and then he started, well, tell me about your life, what you want to do, period. Then if he had a bad game, I said, don't worry about it, you're going to do it next time. So he really influenced me like that. We expect coaches to do that. So coaches always, but you do not expect the president of a university to know you by your first name. And every time he see you, I don't care who he was around, whether he was getting interviews, it doesn't matter. And that really touched me. That really influenced me. I love him.
I love that. I love that story. So what was going on compared to now? So this is kind of a twofold question. I'll start with the football aspect of it. How would you say the game of football has changed since you were playing to what the game of football is now?
At Evangel, or just football?
Football in general.
Well, for one thing, they got faster guys. Everybody's fast and everybody's big. My brother, he plays for New England Patriots, and he big. Everybody, you guys are fast and big. When I played, you probably got lucky. I was the fastest one on the field. Majority of the 12 games, I was the fastest one on the field. I ran legitimate 4.38 40. So they knew I would run by people. There was nobody to just catch me. But now, everybody's running 4.38s. Everybody.
Well, I can tell you that I'm not. I'm not running.
You may not be, but I'm just telling you, man, everybody's in the game is fast. And I mean, it's crazy. It's pretty cool. It's good. But, you know, back in when I was playing, you knew the guy by fast. Oh, right. Oh, he fast. Watch him go deep. Okay. Now, you got 5 or 6 guys that can go deep.
Yeah.
And then you got cornerbacks that also can run with you. I mean, linemen, everybody just, you know. So, but I think the game is good for people who want to get an education, who want to change their life, make their life better. I mean, now, man, you know, they signing contracts. I don't know. If you're not throwing a ball as a little kid, start throwing it. They spend a lot of money for you to throw that ball.
Yeah, so. That is true. That's crazy. So on the other side, off the field, what was going on just in life, not necessarily your life, but just in the world? What was going on? What were some of the things you were concerned about as you were graduating from Evangel compared to now?
Well, I don't think it was a concern. I mean, I don't too much get into politics and all that, but I don't think it was a concern of anything. Let me tell you something, Ms. Cruz, about Evangel University, and hopefully it's all Christian universities. They instill something in you, and then no matter what, God is still in control. Evangel University, which is a Christian university, instilled that in me and in all of my friends. So no matter what's going on in the world, and we know God is still in control. Again, I keep bringing up President Spence. When he did his chapels, when he preached, no matter what his topic was, the same thing he was saying was God is in control, no matter what you're going through. So it wasn't a fear or anything, because I knew, hey, God is in control. And I don't, right now, that thing that was instilled in me by Evangel University is still in me now. Still now. So you go through saying, man, God is in control. You know, what you need to do and what we need to do is sit down and watch him work. We can't handle it, so we just sit down and watch God work. So, and I thank God for that.
That's great. Anthony, you said something that kind of just makes me think about how special Evangel is. And, you know, we're all so blessed to have, you know, worked and been around President Spence and and the impact that he's made on the university.
Yes.
You talked about kind of what you're doing now, how Evangel and President Spence has played a role in your life. Do you feel like you've found your calling now? And is doing what, you know, God and, you know, Evangel prepared you to do in your adult life?
Well, I feel like that my calling is family, period. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that's my full calling, because, but that's what I love to do. I love to go and talk to families. I love to go and talk to kids. I love to go, you know, like I said, I have my comedy, and also I sing. I got a group. We just do a lot of family things. And like I say, Evangel University, it's a family. It doesn't matter. It's a family. No matter who you are, what you do, it's a family. And I can say this, when after my sophomore year, after my freshman year, I didn't want to come back home no more. I didn't want to come back home. I said, I want to do something different this summer. Man, so many people invited me to their house. Dallas, a place I never been before. Dallas, New York. Hey, Anthony, you come see me? And then, you know, guys that will be around, you can talk to him. I'm going to call my mom. My mom said, you can come over. I said, where you live at? Well, I knew I live in New York. I never been to New York before. Ray, you can come. This is what Evangel University did for me and a lot of other people. When you couldn't afford to go home or you didn't want to go home, you was family enough that somebody who didn't even know you but knew that you was friends of their child will invite you to their house. You wouldn't have to pay nothing. I go to Illinois, Chicago, wouldn't have to pay nothing. And that's the family atmosphere at Evangel University. And I tell everybody, it doesn't make a difference. Evangel University started that in me, that family thing. Because that's what it is about, it's family. Right now, I got guys I went to college with right now, I can call them right now. Hey, man, what's up? Oh, we'll get together. And we'll reminisce about what we did at Evangel University, how much fun we had, and it's good, man. I'm glad I had that experience with Evangel.
That's awesome. And it's not, I think you hit on something there. It's not just unique to your experience. I think there's a lot of people, alumni especially, who would be listening to this, who would be shaking their heads saying, yeah, that's my experience. I mean, I had the same thing. Because I came out, I don't know if I told you this, I'm originally from Florida, from South Florida. And so I grew up, just north of Miami. And then my parents lived just north of Orlando in Leesburg for a little while. And so,
Leesburg.
Yeah, so you know exactly where that is. So for me to go home, for me to go home in the summers, like you, or even on breaks, really, fall break, spring break. But I had so many friends that would say, hey, I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kansas City. California. I mean, you know, so many people opened their homes to me, so that I had a place to go.
That's the Evangel experience, man, the family experience. And I keep going back to the same thing. That's what President Spence always taught, that we are a family. It doesn't matter. We are a family. So I had, you know, white friends, Mexican friends, friends from Africa, friends from everywhere. Because President Spence, he was like, hey, we're family. I mean, and that's the Evangel University code. Everybody's a family. So, I mean, I love it. And don't let you be going through something. I'm going to tell you, man, don't let you be going through something. You get in that chapel, you going through something, you get them people, get together and pray and touch Jesus. I'm telling you, they'll touch Jesus, man.
That's right.
I'm telling you. I know, because I was there. I mean, I know, man. Evangel University. Yes, sir.
That's awesome, Anthony. All right. Well, next, we want to play a little game with you called Two Truths and a Lie.
So
I don't know if you've ever played this game before, but basically...
Never.
Okay, so you tell us three things. Two of them are true. One of them is a lie. And then me and Phil have to try to guess what's true and what's a lie. So you can make up something crazy or share, you know, an interesting fact that you know, we haven't talked about, but... Basically, tell us three things. Two of them are true. One of them is a lie. And doesn't matter what it is. It could be about anything. And then me and Phil will try to guess. So if you've got the three, we can get started. If not,
I can make them up.
Okay. All right. Well, Remember, two of them are true. One of them is a lie. So yeah, you tell all three, and then we'll try to guess. Don't tell us which is which.
Okay. One. I still can run a 4.440.
Okay. I'm taking notes because I'm trying to beat Phil. He's going to buy me dinner if we get this right.
Okay. I still can run a 4.440. That's one. Two, when I would catch a touchdown, I caught a touchdown, I ran 91 yards. I ran straight in the stands with all the Evangel alumni and fans, and we was doing the Rock'em. That's two. Third is, I'm a millionaire.
Wow, that's a bold one just to put out there.
Hey, man, President Spence taught me that. Be bold. Hey, I might be a millionaire tomorrow, you know?
Okay. All right, Phil, you go first. You guess, Phil. What do you think?
Oh, man. Well, there's something about these football guys all wanting to brag about how fast they are. But I think he's still pretty fast. I don't know. The comedian in him makes me believe running in the stands that there's something there. The fact that we don't have a stadium, I'm kind of wondering if this millionaire thing is the lie.
I like that. That's a good angle, Phil. Yeah, because if he was a millionaire, we'd have A-Ray Stadium already.
Oh, my God. Good job.
So that's it, huh? So you can run a 4.4.
Yes, that's true.
And that story, running 91 yards?
True.
Okay. Hey, when you're a millionaire, give me a call and we'll start working on that stadium.
Yes, sir.
That's you guys awesome.
Have me. God bless you, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Anthony, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And to our listeners, thanks for listening to Your Calling, our podcast. Until next time, I'm Hector Cruz.
And I'm Phil Dowden. Don't forget to share the good news.
And be the good news. God bless.